filed. Stamped. I will not be pushed. Filed. Stamped. Indexed. Briefed. Debriefed. Or numbered. Or numbered. Or numbered. My life is my own. Life is my own. Life is my own.
Alpha 1, Sierra Sierra, this is VK3 Uniform Kilo Foxtrot. How do you copy? Over.
Caller, VK3 Uniform Kilo Foxtrot, this is the International Space Station. We have you loud and clear. How be?
Yes, very good morning to you down here, International Space Station. The operator named this way is Kevin, Kilo Echo Victor, India November. Who do we have that way, please?
My name is Andy Thomas, and I'm visiting with the Space Shuttle Discovery at the International Space Station. How copy?
Ah, thank you very much. Excellent to make a copy with you, Andy, and thank you to all those guys that put those nice things out there for some of us to play with, PC Sat 2 and some other things. I was wondering if the radiation experiment, the mannequin and the tin can, was still outside, Andy. Over.
I couldn't tell you. I'm not a member of the crew of the space station. I'm just visiting from the shuttle, so I don't know what the status of their experiment. Kevin, can you tell me where you're located? Over.
Roger, Andy. QDH this way is Werribee, between Melbourne and Geelong. Over.
Oh, yes, Melbourne and Geelong. Copy that. I'm from Adelaide originally. Over.
Roger that, Andy. No, oh, geez, I reckon you'd have a fairly good view up there. An awful lot of exciting things happening in space at the moment. Discoveries on Mars, discoveries in the outer solar system. Oh, it's a good time to be alive, my friend. Over.
Yes, there is a lot going on. There is a good view up here.
Hello? Hello? Shall we start again?
Hello?
Yeah, it keeps on cutting out, man.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, I cut out there?
Yeah, it keeps on cutting out. Yeah, it cut out, like, a lot, and then it just came back and came out again.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm pushing too much bandwidth through this weak connection. I don't know. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Moving on.
Yeah. Oh, the toils of live radio show.
I know.
And Binary Revolution Radio is just about to realize.
Oh, boy, do they have a road ahead of them.
Well, I guess you know, they've got an asterisk server, so it's easier for them.
Yeah. But at least on their end, they all probably have stable pipelines.
Yeah.
Something I'm really wishing I had. Soon.
Never mind.
Soon. Never mind.
Guess what? It's episode 49 of Hacker Voice Radio on the 27th of August of October 2005.
Going back in time, baby.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes.
Which makes tomorrow our 50th episode. It's spectacular.
And the 50th is spectacular on the Friday. It's going to be pretty good.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We're going to have the one, the only, the infamous Strom Carlson.
So he hasn't emailed us to say I can't, I'm washing my hair.
No. He hasn't backed out.
Cool.
I think he's actually looking forward to it.
Really? Cool.
Yeah.
So you spoke to him again?
I chatted with him briefly last night before he went out.
Oh, right. What did he say?
Not a whole lot. You know, just that he had tracked down Mark Spencer and that he was going to meet with him.
Right.
And, you know, that that he'd still be available.
Oh.
So I'm going to hit him up again this evening when he gets home from work and make our final confirmation.
Fantastic.
See if he wants us to call his PBX or what's going on with that.
Do you remember last time when we called his PBX?
You noobs. That's what you get for trying to call people.
He said, if you'd like to speak to Strom Carlson, please press 1. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah. You have not adequately passed the screening process. Goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
He toys around with that thing so much, though.
Yeah.
On occasion, it does funky things.
Was it not you, though, that said to us to call him? You were on the show that time, weren't you?
No. That was the show that you guys called the... you called around the White House, for instance.
Yeah, we called the White House.
And she couldn't hear you. Buckingham Palace hung up on you.
That's right.
I was on that one.
Called Stank Dog's mom.
That's right. Did you congratulate her?
On what?
Making Stank Dog.
No. She was pretty poorly at the time, so we just said goodbye.
Ma'am, I just wanted to say good job. That's some quality craftsmanship right there.
Yeah.
Keep them coming. If you haven't already, you should probably patent it.
Mm.
No, I wasn't on that show, unfortunately.
No.
We didn't get to do the fun calling.
What would the fun calling be?
Oh, I don't know. We could call anything. We can have some fun.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun!
Yeah. Guess what?
What's that?
I've been playing around with Looking Glass today.
Ooh, Looking Glass, the most beautiful looking little thing I've ever seen.
Oh, it's fantastic. It runs really well. It's probably the best GUI for Linux ever.
I would dare say best GUI ever.
Yeah, best GUI probably ever invented in the human existence of GUIs.
I imagine it's pretty resource intensive.
Oh, yes it is, yeah. You really need a high-speed machine to use it. Although I managed to get it to boot and load on a 2 megahertz 128 or 512 laptop, my IBM, which is about 4 years old.
Wow.
So it actually loads, and the GUI loads, everything loads up properly, but it's as slow as shit could ever be.
Yeah, I tried to load it on a 1.5 gigahertz laptop with 256 megs of RAM, and I don't think I had enough RAM to run it.
No, you need a lot.
Because it would load the operating system, it would load the GUI, but all the human interface devices locked up on me.
Right, yeah.
So I couldn't really play with it.
No, you need a lot of RAM. The machine that I was testing it properly with was, it had about a gig of RAM, dual 2.4 gigahertz processors. It was pretty hardcore.
That's proper. I'd love to play around with this, but as of yet, it does not run on anything that I have.
What I'm trying to think is, okay, it loads fine, it boots on a really old laptop. You can actually use it if you had 3 hours to spare to load, like, Firefox, let's say. It'd probably take you 3 hours to navigate the mouse to Firefox, click on it, wait for it to load, then type in a URL and then hit return. Because the frame rate per second is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's probably like a frame an hour or something. But you could say you'll never get Vista to load on that laptop.
You'll never get what?
Vista.
Oh, to load on it? No, yeah. Probably not.
Which is kind of good. It says a lot for Looking Glass.
Yeah. I can't wait till they have like a stable release.
Yeah. Well, this is the stable release.
Oh, not the live CD?
Yeah. Is it not the stable release?
No, that's a development release.
Oh, sorry, okay. I think they had... Yeah. I think version something point something is the stable.
I didn't think that they'd released a stable version yet.
They did, yeah. I saw on the main website, you'll see that it said they call it the stable in quotation marks.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah.
I meant, like, you know, a .dev package.
Yeah.
But I could use apt-get.
Yeah.
And then I could have 3 GUIs.
Cool.
Yeah, that's... I can only drool at the screenshots, but yeah. Wow. I can't wait till that gets up and running.
When I was playing around with it, it was just fantastic, you know. I really did get kind of motion sickness, because the entire screen is... The entire desktop, the entire working environment is three-dimensional. So it kind of zooms in and out of the focus of the background. And the actual background is panoramic, so it's spans, I think it's about 180 or 360 degrees. Like, let's say you tilt an application, like you had Firefox, and you tilt it on the side and you push it to the right-hand side, it shades the application so that you can see shading and focus difference, so it's like you're like in Quake 3 or something, if you see what I mean.
Wow. Yeah.
Everything, like, is animated. Everything, absolutely, like, to... The best thing about it, the coolest thing about it, is, like, the file browsing. Because the file browsing is animated, and it's also three-dimensional. So you can, like, move through the directories, and you can spin them around and stuff, and you can manipulate them visually. And to close a window down, you just right-click on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. I'm jealous. Very jealous.
Yeah. It really is fantastic. Yeah. Do we have any questions ready for Strom tomorrow?
Oh... Well, there was one I wanted to ask him when and how he sort of got into freaking.
Yeah.
And when he started using voice over IP.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask him when and how did he become so passionate about spelling and grammar.
Yeah.
Those were, like, the main questions that I had. That and... You know, things like how does conversations with Mark Spencer go?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what's it like to actually talk to, you know, a developer like that, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I don't have access to, you know, the people that develop some of my favorite things.
Sure.
And that must be a remarkable feeling.
Mm.
I wanted to ask him a bit about, you know, the future of telephony, the future of voice over IP. If he sees, if there's going to continue to be this sort of branch out where there's hundreds of voice over IP providers,
uh-huh.
With the kind of competition that we're seeing, or if he thinks that some are going to die off and much like, you know, our telephone system, it's going to go down to, you know, 3 or 4 major companies.
Sure.
I really don't think we'll ever see, like, the days again of a monopoly like the Bell system.
No, hopefully not.
You know. Well, I just don't think it's viable. I mean, the antitrust laws wouldn't allow it to begin with. And it's so difficult even for these, quote-unquote, smaller telephone companies to merge.
Sure.
You know, just specifically for that reason. So I don't think we'll ever see that, but I'm wondering, you know, is it going to become a thing where there are just thousands of voice over IP providers, or if competition is going to narrow it down to the big boys, or are the smaller ones going to be, weeded out?
Mm.
Like, for instance, this call packet voice over IP provider that I just signed up with, they have a free account with 100 minutes and a free direct inward dial.
Sure.
That'll last just as long as you still have minutes on it. And they do charge you for incoming and outgoing, but, you know, that's pretty much expected on a free account. like I was going through the logs of my soft phone and looking at let me pull it up real quick actually. Pulled up the diagnostic logs. And I was looking as to when it registered with the call packet system. And it seems to register through an asterisk server.
Right.
Which means that this person basically, you know, has, I'm not sure what they're using for termination, but what they're doing is they're pointing all of their SIP accounts to their asterisk server, registering my SIP soft phone with their asterisk server.
Right.
And then they basically have a billing conference file set up. So that they know
how much,
you know, how much time has been used on what kind of rate or what kind of call. And it's entirely automated by the Asterisk server, much like Strom's presentation and Black Badger's presentation at the last DEF CON, which was basically be your own telco.
Yeah.
You know, with Asterisk. This is actually somebody who's doing it. But it was just interesting to see, because Asterisk being a free open source PBX, then, you know, theoretically, with a really, really fat bandwidth, or something like an ISDN line, you could set up an Astra server on a T1 or something along those lines, and, you know, be able to
become
you
your
know,
own
place and yeah,
telco.
Have your own telco,
yeah,
your own voice over IP provider.
Yeah.
I kind of would like to contact this call packet and ask, you know, what exactly they're running their server on, and what they're using for termination.
Sure.
Mostly just because I'm curious, but, you know, Strom might actually know more about that. Well, definitely would know more about that.
Yeah.
Maybe not with this specific company, but how,
they
you know, they're going about doing that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I'm sure he's going to notice the differences between HackerVoice Radio and Binary Revolution Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas we have
probably.
Absolutely no preparation for any of the episodes, and, well, very little preparation. No kind of, like, show notes.
No.
We just do it on the fly, really.
But we also do it daily.
Yeah, exactly.
So we don't have, you know, a week to come up and, you know, come up with things and research things
precisely.
And sort of get together, talk about it, hammer it out.
Yeah.
We have, like, the pre-game show. Where we talk briefly or chat briefly about what's going to go on.
Yeah, and then we do
it. We research our own, you know, sort of news, as it were, and then we do it.
Yeah.
And I suppose if this was like a full-time job for us, we could make it a lot more polished. But, you know, with the amount of time that we put into it a day is already a
It's very difficult. Oops, sorry, I just hit that fucking microphone with my directional antenna. I was just admiring my Haswave sticker on it that I printed out and stuck on it.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. I put that do not lick and place balls here.
Did you?
Yeah, free sterilization appliance.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for actually doing that. You just made my day.
No problem, man.
And I bet the people at the next 2600 meeting are going to get a kick out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I'm going to get actually to talk to the guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The infamous.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a few more listeners because of that. Whoa, fuck, sorry about that.
You making kissy noises at me?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay, well, I love you too, buddy.
Thanks. Anyway.
Yeah, it should be neat.
Yeah, indeed.
At any given time, how many listeners do we usually have on the stream?
About at 5, right about 9
not
o'clock.
Bad.
Yeah. Around about 5 every night, sort of thing. It's getting a bit it's getting a bit more quiet these few days.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
You have those, you know, waves of listener peaks and stuff like that that I've noticed, when people just kind of get bored and then they listen again and then, you know.
I think Planet hasn't been on.
Yeah, that could be why.
Gotta be a part of it.
Mm. I hope
he's
alright.
Have you heard from him? Is
no,
he doing
I
okay? Is he still alive?
I've sent him a few emails, but I haven't had any replies from him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Holding my breath.
I'm sure he's okay. I'm sure he just can't be bothered to reply to me.
Yeah. Wow. I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, I might give him a call later on, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that might be good. We should, I was hoping that we'd have the DVDs out by Monday.
Yeah, I was hoping that as well, but...
I don't know if that's going to mesh with his healing schedule.
No. Ah, well.
Well, I have some RFID news from the United States.
Ah, right, okay. I was just about to say. Go on.
The United States, U.S. State Department,
mm-hmm.
has released a final ruling okaying the use of RFID technology in all U.S. passports after October 2006.
Uh-huh.
They decided that using biometrics for passport authentication was both too costly,
mm-hmm.
And that RFID was the best way to implement security measures for increased security on United States passports.
Right.
So, that's going to be fun. As I do have to acquire a passport
mm-hmm.
for my inevitable trip to the UK.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were just going to stow yourself away in the back of a... Okay, sorry.
Can't say that. I was actually just planning on shipping myself.
Ah, right. First class.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. DHL or...
I'm going to ship myself as biological hazardous material.
Indeed.
That way I can assure the most delicate of treatment.
I think you'd scare a few people when you jumped out.
Just, you know, to use some liquid latex to make, like, skin peeling off my face. Make sure to pop an Alka-Seltzer into my mouth so I got, like, foam just pouring out of my mouth.
Exactly. Actually, I'm
surprised.
Contacts
to make my eyes red.
We have one listener, actually, at the moment.
One listener?
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder who it is. They should call us.
Yeah, call us right now, listener, okay? Come on.
Well, of course, how much is the delay?
Like, the same as Strom had, about 25 seconds to about a minute, yeah.
Call us.
Yeah, if you don't, I'm going to ping you.
We're going to drop docs on the air.
Yeah.
I'm
going to ping you
our one listener
with 6,000 bytes of data, because that's the maximum that Windows can do.
Yeah.
It's actually like, is it 6,000 or 6,000 or something?
I actually have no idea.
It's a UK listener anyway, so. UK listener. On IP address 142. I'm kidding.
Yes, I was hoping.
Yeah. On IP address,
or we'll
one,
call you.
On IP address 192.168.0.
Oh, that's me.
That's me. Fuck.
Wait a minute. I don't have any other computers on. My Wi-Fi's been hacked, so. Son of a bitch.
I don't have Wi-Fi. I only have a receiver.
And it would be one hell of a trick.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, what the fuck? We will have a caller in, no matter... Well, even if that guy doesn't call in. We'll have a caller in.
Oh, really? Who's going to call?
Her name is Sapphire.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who the hell's she?
Well, you know, my girlfriend's also called Sapphire.
Oh.
Well, this is another Sapphire.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Seriously?
What?
No, because I was asking Sapphire, your girlfriend,
yeah,
how that video project of hers was going.
She must have been like...
And she's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I got so confused because I could have sworn. Oh, that explains so much. Wow. I thought I was just losing my mind there.
Yeah, yeah, that explains it.
Well, I mean, I might be doing that, but... Alrighty.
Aren't we all, man? Aren't we all?
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder if any of these people are online on my list. I've got TC.
I don't know.
You remember TC, who went very quiet.
I remember
all
vaguely.
Of a sudden.
Yeah, but...
yeah. Let's give him a call.
Personally.
Let's give him a call, see what's he's doing. What is it? He's gonna be like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Calling his house phone, by the way.
Ooh. Maybe we'll talk to his mom.
Yeah. I guess he's playing with himself.
That sounded like a US ringtone.
It would have, yeah. Because it's going over Skype.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Yes. It's one of those shows again, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's like, what should we talk about?
GameSpot is reporting a violent video games bill similar to the one recently signed into law in California is being considered in the Florida state legislature. From the article, the bill bears more than a passing resemblance to the game restriction California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger recently signed into law. The language that constitutes a violent video game is identical, as are the $1,000 limit on fines resulting from breaking the law and the requirement that video games be labeled with a 2x2-inch sticker depicting in solid white 18 outlined in black. This just blows my mind that Arnold Schwarzenegger...
Yeah, I was just going to say...
Who's made his money making violent films.
I know. And also...
signing into a bill.
But he's got games with him in there, like shooting stuff and killing people. Like, wasn't there like a Terminator game or something?
Yeah, there were a couple Terminator games. I'm trying to think of what other games there were that were pretty popular.
Yeah, she's asking me, I'm curious, what kind of food do you guys eat for breakfast in the UK?
Who's asking you that?
Sapphire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crumpets.
Crumpets
and jam.
Crumpets and jam and tea.
Same as every other meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see, there was a... Terminator video game. There was a Terminator 3 The Redemption for Xbox.
Yeah.
I believe that there was a Predator video game.
Yeah.
At some point.
The weirdest thing is, that's the first thing I thought about when I heard that was, hey dude, you're like the fucking Terminator, man.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger comes out against violence.
I mean,
despite the fact that his entire career was based upon it.
Exactly.
And in fact, it's one of the major contributing factors in him becoming governor.
Yeah.
Vote for Arnold. I will break your arm.
Exactly.
Insanity.
I know, it's weird, man.
Yeah. Insanity. Craziness.
Microsoft takes aim at Google. People are underestimating what Microsoft is doing with search technology, says Bill Gates. Looks like that Microsoft's ambition is going to be bigger than Google in search. So they're obviously, like, doing something with searching and stuff. I guess this is going to be, like, with incorporated into Vista now, because supposedly they're going to be scanning everything that you're doing.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Man. Well, they're going to get their asses kicked. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
You know, Microsoft, a while ago, I think I had mentioned it, one of their executives had basically said that Microsoft was going to try and kill Google.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I also mentioned in another show, which was more recent, that Google responded by saying that they were going to put Microsoft out of business.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be a battle of the giants.
Yeah, definitely.
Battle of the giants. I'm voting for Google in this one.
Yeah, I'm voting for Google as well. They've got a really strong... Yeah, they've got a major stronghold.
They've got a huge stronghold, and their PR...
Yeah.
Is 1,000 times better.
Exactly.
I mean, I personally, and maybe this is just a product of their PR, but I think that they're a much more ethical corporation. And dare I say, I trust them more.
Yeah, I trust them more because I know what they're about, if you see what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's like honest, you know, they've got shareholders and they need to do stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got to get paid. I do like it because they don't get their money from screwing the users. No, they don't get their money by putting out bloated, horrible software that's overpriced.
Yeah.
You know, poorly supported. And... Well, all the other rants that we've given about Microsoft and Microsoft products.
Yeah.
They make it through advertising. So the better their service is for their actual users, the more people that use the service. The more people that use the service, the more advertising they get. The more advertising they get, the better they can take care of their stockholders. So under that business model, you know, the better their service is for the users... the better it is for the shareholders.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a really good business model.
Yeah.
But it's not one that's likely to cut costs. I mean, even if you just look at what Google's doing as far as research and development.
Exactly. They're coming up with some fantastic software for people to use. Like Google Maps. I mean, how revolutionary was that? That comprised a lot of things in one. Enables me to get to a pub that I've never heard of very quickly and consume alcohol, which is better for me.
Yeah.
If you take it, you know, that way.
Google Voice.
What I'm saying is, what I'm trying to get at is Google have... They're not just, you know, talking, fighting talk. Microsoft are just talking, you know, fighting talk, but they're not showing anything. They released the search engine, like the MSN, what is it, Microsoft Search Engine? I mean, nobody ever uses that. I used it like once or twice. It looked shit. It didn't really give me what I needed to see.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with Google, it's clean cut, no ads. You know what you're getting at. You know what you're getting when you search for something. You can really, like, you can narrow your search down very precisely. I think there was actually a forum post and a guide for Google somewhere in the noob section by Scry, I think it is.
Scry, yeah.
Yeah. And I said, you're fucking kidding me. Because I was so surprised that somebody took the time to do something like that. But it really shows, I think he took it wrong. I think he was just thought I was like taking the piss or something. But I was just amazed.
Yeah.
I was just amazed that somebody like took the fucking time to do a guide for a search engine and describe all the different things. Because that's pretty cool, and it shows how developed and how advanced Google is. You know, because you get all you need when you go on Google straight away. And then if you needed to define something, you go to like advanced, or you would implement different search tools, which you can't really do on different search engines, can you?
No.
Exactly.
Or not to the extent. I mean, also, one of the things that I think that is neat about that is people who are sort of new to the internet, you know, kids or just adults that are just getting, you know, on the web for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody knows how to type what they're looking for into a search engine. They just don't know how the best way to type it so that the search engine is going to spit out,
So,
as far as Google goes, I mean, if you go to the labs.google.com, just amazing, everything there, the Google Reader, the Google Video, the extensions for Firefox, personalized searches, Web Accelerator, My Search History, a Taxi Finder, Google Suggest in Japanese, Google Suggest, then there's the whole Frugal thing, which I don't think is really that big of a deal, but it's something else. Now, Google Compute is it's a program, kind of like the SETI program, to donate your computer's idle time for scientific research. There's Google Maps, Google Scholar.
Yeah.
I mean, they have an SMS gateway.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know,
Gmail.
Bar Gmail. Oh my God! How could we forget Gmail?
Exactly.
What was I going to say? I mean, sorry. Just to cut you there. The biggest Google tool that I use personally, I know Strom doesn't use ever, is it checks your spelling. If you need to, you know, quickly check a word, you just type into Google.
Oh, define.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's. I use that all the time too.
Yeah.
Sometimes you run up against these acronyms.
Sure.
You have absolutely no idea what they are. I use Google Define a lot for that as well.
Yeah.
And, go Google.
Go Google.
I'm a little bit worried
about
exactly how much information they have on all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, but they would have to have that information because they wouldn't be able to stay at the top.
You know, tying it to an actual person.
Yeah, I don't think they really care as much.
I don't think so either.
But they think they care more about a location. Do you see what I mean?
Yep.
So how many people search for this thing in this part of the world? As far as an actual person like me or you, I don't think they give a fuck.
I hope not.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I haven't really heard anything about Google turning over search engine results to any country's government agency.
Yeah.
For use in a criminal investigation. Now, that's not to say that it couldn't happen or doesn't happen, but I have not heard about anything like that.
Sure.
I'm not even sure if it's legal.
No, if they... Well, I assume that they would collect your IP address.
Yeah.
But a database must be huge.
I mean, I'm sure that they could. I'm not sure if... Well, actually, under the Patriot Act, it probably is. Okay. But I do know that, like, it used to be illegal to subpoena records of, like, what library books a person has taken out. The Patriot Act got away with that. It's now illegal to subpoena that information.
Cool.
Just not...
It's ridiculous, man. It's unconstitutional.
Yeah. So I'm sure that they could, but unlike Yahoo, for instance...
Who have.
...aided in the capture of that Chinese journalist.
Yahoo equals evil.
Yeah, I lost all respect for them right then and there. It was that I've had a boycott on them and their services.
Yeah.
I haven't even had to take the time to delete all the junk emails that I have in the junk account that I had at Yahoo.
Yeah.
Mail.yahoo.com. Just. I, for one, shall not be a part of it.
No. Right.
I mean, I can understand them wanting to be competitive in China in order to be able to. You know, do business in China, you have to be on working terms with the Chinese government. I mean, come on.
I was going to say something in regards with internet and evil. You might not know this, but the mark of the devil, 666.
666.
Sorry, 666.
666, yeah.
Yeah. Is, you know, Hebrew. Whereas mm-hmm. every number is assigned a letter and every letter is assigned a number.
Yep.
Well, 666 is www. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Does this make the internet evil?
The mark of the beast is not actually evil, but it's a telling a time of the end of days.
Yeah.
I don't know if it makes it evil per se.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I was watching this thing last night, and have you ever heard of a film called The Omen?
No, I haven't. Well, or wait, was that the one with the? Well, how about you tell me the plot?
All right.
I might have seen it.
I don't know what it's about, because I missed that part of the documentary. But it's about some, like, satanic thing, and loads of, like, people get killed in weird ways. And the film was released on the 6th of the 6th, 1986, I think it is.
Okay, no, I haven't seen that.
So they made it so that they could release it that day, and it was all about 666 and stuff like that. And what happened was, it was very hard for the film to get made. Loads of people actually got seriously injured on set while doing it. And after the film was made, there was a scene where the stuntman falls off the top of a roof through an ambulance and basically dies, and it gets taken to hospital. And it's actually the stuntman does it, but it's a woman in the film, and she breaks her right arm and stuff. There's a shot of her in the scene. And then when he was like a year on, he was doing another film. He actually fell off the top of a building really, really awkwardly, fell between two airbags, fractured his right arm, and there was a picture taken of him in hospital with exactly the same injuries as the woman in the film that he was stunting for, doubling for, which was really weird.
That is really weird.
And then, I'll tell you what, then something else happened. The guy that was the producer of the film, who came up with a scene where a truck drives backwards with carrying a glass plate and breaks, and the glass plate shears off somebody's head because of the way it's traveling, decapitates someone. He was driving through, I think it was Holland, and his car hit another car. They couldn't explain how it happened, but it cut his passenger in half. But it was taken, the accident happened, where, like, he woke up from the accident, he looked up, and he saw the mile marker. The mile marker was 6,066 miles, and he was on the road to a town called Omen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get for making satanic movies.
Yeah, exactly. And Rani's just saying, yes, did you watch that Omen thing yesterday, Bilal? I'm like, yeah.
Maybe.
I'm just making this up, man.
Just off the top of my head. That really happened? Wow.
That's weird, man.
Yeah, that's really weird.
What can one do, eh?
Here's a big surprise. U.S. lawmakers support U.S. control of the internet. Uh-huh. Go figure.
How the hell do you control the internet? How do you get... Oh, wow. Whoa. Hello. We have a caller.
Oh.
Who is this?
Hi. It's Sapphire.
Oh my god, it's a girl!
Run away!
I can
How are you?
I can see your webcam. I'm good, thanks.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
I'm good, thanks.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Brunswick, Canada.
Ah, Canada, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. the home of the Timmies and the Donuts.
Blame
I'm actually not too far south of you.
What's that?
I said I'm not actually that too far that south of you.
Oh, really? So you're just under me, eh?
Yeah, something like that.
Best position to be.
Oh, God.
Are you
yeah,
blushing?
Sometimes.
You're blushing, aren't you?
Shut up, you can see me.
Oh.
URL, please?
She's doing weird things to me on the webcam. Don't sit and drink. I made her laugh as she was drinking Coke.
Oh, did it come out her nose?
Root beer. It was root beer, and no, it didn't come out of my nose.
Try harder.
Yeah. I'll have to time it better next time.
I'm not drinking anymore while I'm talking to you.
Okay. Sapphire, have you heard of a film called The Omen?
Yeah. Didn't it come out, like, about a year or so ago?
It came out on the 6th of the 6th, 1986.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen it or not, but I've heard the name before.
Okay. Yeah, we were just talking about it and its satanic messages and the way people died after the film. Because they died as the similar or same way as the film described, which is really weird.
The actors?
Yeah, well, the actors and people involved in the production.
The producer.
Yeah, we're all kind of... basically, what happened was, the producer's girlfriend was decapitated on the 6,066 miles on the road to a town called Omen in Holland, which is really weird. Somebody got... mauled or killed by a tiger, which is what happens in the film. One of the guys that was an animal handler for the film was taking a lion out in a zoo, and the lion went for him. I know I just said tiger there, didn't I? But yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You need to go to the zoo more often.
Oh, my. Oh, it was 1976.
1976. Thanks for that, yeah. See, I get people to correct my mistakes live on air.
Live fact-checking.
Yeah. So I hear your production isn't going too well. I guess this news that you've heard now, you'll be like, phew, I'm glad I didn't do it.
Well, yeah, I had plans to have my show out on the internet. And... basically, I was the only one doing any type of work towards getting the show ready, which meant writing the script, getting all the costumes, getting all the locations, permissions to film on certain places. Everything was up to me, and it came to a point where it was a little too much, and nobody was, you know, I had meetings with everyone to... see if we could split out tasks and stuff. And people are just busy with school and work, so it didn't work because I had way too many actors involved and just too many schedules. So it was a little overwhelming. So I decided to drop the project for the moment being, and hopefully sometimes, like maybe during summer vacation when the students are not in school anymore, we might start filming it, but for the moment I'm dropping it.
Sure. Oh, that's reasonable, you know. There's no need to carry a dead horse, you know, around.
Well, you know, luckily in this show nobody is supposed to die, at least not to my knowledge. So it is a good thing, yeah.
Cool.
Well, speaking of weird things happening to movies, did you hear about when they were filming The Passion of the Christ, that when they were doing the crucifixion, that the guy that was playing Jesus was struck by lightning a couple of times?
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God, it happened. Like, I heard this, like, in the news and in magazines before.
That's pretty funny.
You need a more clear sign that God is pissed off.
Yeah. than to get struck by lightning like 3 times. And again, nearly is coming out of her nose. Come on.
I mean, the first time, I would be thinking about it really strongly. I mean, you know, there is a chance that people do get struck by lightning. You know?
Yeah.
By, like, the third time, I mean, wouldn't you just fall to your knees?
I'd be like, what the fuck is going on, man? This isn't natural. Did somebody earth this crucifix? Come on!
I think maybe it was just, like, a little sign there. Like, yeah, maybe I don't want you to act out this crap, or...
Yeah.
Well, I heard that it didn't just happen once, but twice, maybe more. I'm not sure about them, like how the number of times it happened, but I know that it happened at least twice.
I mean, what are the chances of getting struck by lightning like more than 2 times?
I have no idea. Yeah.
Well, if you are on top of a hill and there's like nothing around you and you're like mounted on a cross,
I'm sure
chances are that your Timex watch is going to attract the electricity.
I tell you, I don't think that they're going to be filming during a thunderstorm. They'd probably simulate the thunderstorm.
Digitally.
You'd want to do it like in the best kind of conditions, no wind, nothing. So it's just like the craziest thing ever, just to, like, on a clear day, no clouds for like miles around. Suddenly there's like a... Oh man.
Yeah. Maybe
a loud booming voice from the sky. Will you please stop this crap?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary when you think about it. It's like almost like, you know, God's giving signs or something, like we're being stupid or
I'd have to agree with you there.
Yeah. I think if God does exist, that's a sure sign of him. About it,
either that or that actor is just so incredibly
unlucky.
Yeah.
But I just don't believe that anyone could be that unlucky.
Oh, I've met people that are incredibly unlucky.
I've met people that stupid.
Yeah.
But never that unlucky.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they just didn't meet me yet. That's why. Yeah.
It's Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
It's all his fault.
Yeah, it's all his fault.
That bastard, he should have just quit after Braveheart. What are you going to do?
That was a good movie.
That was a great movie. That's what I'm saying. He should have quit after that. The Patriot. What the hell was The Patriot?
I never saw that.
Actually, no. Conspiracy Theories. I like that one.
Mm.
That one was good.
See, you shouldn't have quit. What are you talking about? You're contradicting yourself. Make up your mind.
You just got owned.
Excuse me?
I don't know you, but I love you anyways.
He's crying now. He hurt his feelings.
No, I'm angry. I'm going to bring down the wrath.
Maybe he's just blushing too much.
Make fun of me?
You got owned by a ninja girl.
I got owned.
Mm-hmm. I'm a ninja. That's what I do.
All right. Here's the thing, though. I could have lived without Conspiracy Theories if I hadn't had to see some of the piece of shit movies that he's made after Braveheart. How's that?
What Women Want?
Yeah.
What do they want?
How about this? Not Mel Gibson.
What do they want, Sapphire?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah. Well, it depends.
Oh, come on. I'm sure that there's, you know, there's something you want. What is it?
Me?
A fat pack.
I want ice cream.
And a fat
lots
pack.
Of ice cream. I want lots of ice cream, lots of love, and lots of, like, fun.
You know anywhere I could pick up that love?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still shopping around.
Well, what was that third thing?
What's the URL for love? Do you have a link for that? I could download it.
www.amateurcurves.com. Oh no, I have that confused with something else.
Oh, okay.
So what was the third thing? Ice cream, love, and...
And lots of fun.
Lots of fun.
I guess I could, like, post you a... No, I won't say it live on air. I can see her shaking her head.
I'm thinking
that's a secret.
Teddy bear with an ice cream cone.
By the way,
a laptop.
Yeah, I can send you a laptop, I guess, with pictures. Oh, by the way, you know that picture you thought you sent to me? I got it. You know the.
To me?
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh shit.
You are not going on Photoshop with that, or I'm going to kill you in your sleep.
Oh, forward that one along.
Yeah.
I got a grudge to pick.
Oh, no. I'm doomed.
Oh, yeah. And I've got the skills, little lady. And said skills do pay the bills.
Oh, live wars and Hack of Voice Radio.
Flame war.
I'm going to get back at you for this.
Thank God we're not in a forum, man.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about cleaning rooms and stuff, and I think I need to clean my room sometime. I've got it scheduled for this Saturday, actually. I've got it on my PDA. Must clean room.
You got a clean room.
Yeah, you need to wash your laundry.
Yeah, I need to do that as well. I mean, I'm saying, I'll pay you however much it costs in Canadian dollars. I don't know, it's like 6,000.
Oh, like
million,
three.
6,000 million Canadian dollars or something like that to come over here. To, like, just tidy up, do my laundry, just iron some of my shirts, maybe. What do you think?
Are you sure that's all you want me to do? You know I'm a pervert, so, you know.
Well, you could do a few other things.
I'm sure we could put you to work.
There's kids listening to this, so, you know. I want to keep our rating PG.
PG-13?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, we're censoring
when
everything.
When have we ever been PG-13?
Fuck knows, man. Could you imagine, like, parental advisory? Like, if anybody listened to this, they'd be like, no.
They would. Yeah. This is a parental advisory of IC.
Yeah.
Instantly corrupted.
Yeah.
I was going to say, PG-13 fuzzy cups?
Yeah, fuzzy cups. Oh, you haven't seen my fuzzy cups.
How did you know they were fuzzy?
Because they've got a leopard print on them.
I have a feeling she was talking about her fuzzy cups.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. All right, just cue in the background music here.
Boom, boom, boom. You're right.
Did we scare her off?
No, she's still there. She's just not.
All right.
I accidentally
turned off my volume. It's because it's like a little thing on my headset, and it's a little wheel, and I moved my arm, and it, like, turned it down, so I didn't hear what you guys said for that, like, 10 seconds of silence.
That's good.
Ignorance is a bliss, eh?
Yeah.
Eh?
Eh. I'm sorry, I can't help it. I live here.
Why do Canadians do that?
I don't know.
I
guess
it's
just we hear each other say it, so we keep saying it. I don't know.
It's just one of those things.
Did that what freak you out there? Let's take some LSD, okay?
Alright.
Wow.
You think that's that?
Oh man.
Whoa, I'm tripping out, man.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah.
I didn't pay for nothing to have these fucking effects, and I don't use them ever. I gotta use them all.
Yeah. All of them at once.
Yeah, I think tomorrow when Strom's on, I'm going to put that LSD effect. Whoa.
Just after she does everything, it's just like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen. Rom Carlson!
You guys sound like you're in space when you talk like that.
Well, we are.
Oh, funny you should mention that.
Yeah, funny you should mention space. Go on, you tell her.
Oh, we've got a project in the works right now where we're actually going to be contacting over voice communication and speaking with the International Space Station.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So we're going to be doing a live radio show and live interview with the International Space Station.
That's cool.
Yeah. Eh?
Eh. I'm just thinking about which donut I want to get later.
Oh, man, that's the most disappointment I've ever heard after somebody saying we're going to be doing a show with International Space Center. And you're thinking about donuts.
Donuts
and hockey.
The things that go through a girl's mind just boggle me.
I'll never understand. This one's not typical, man.
Yeah.
Oh, me? Definitely not.
Never before have I had a woman turn to me and say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. I was thinking about donuts and hockey. You know, not one of those things.
And sex, but that's just something else that I didn't really brought up at all.
Oh, we can bring that up right now if you want.
I think it's too late. It's already up.
I saw your drawing.
Can you see his webcam too?
Yeah. I saw your drawing, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'm quite impressed at the artistry that you.
Whoa.
What was that? Okay.
That was just me.
Okay. You put a lot of detail in the drawing of that vagina.
Yes. I mean, yes, it's one of those little things that, you know, there's a lot of love and care to go there, so you have to make it look nice.
Yeah. So the you're going to do it again?
Oh, yeah.
Are you showing him the drawing?
Really tight and strong, but big all. That's why I sing my song. The jaw. The jaw. They call.
Okay.
That key. Vagina.
Yeah.
Vagina.
Oh, there's a song.
We've
oh my god.
Yeah, I think we've stooped to a new low, man.
What was that?
Nothing, I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying, yeah, I did copy that link to him so he could see. Yeah.
That's okay.
I think your skills are quite...
Oh, no, that was really cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, now what is this thing getting on about?
Is that a hair clip you've got there? What is that thing?
What, this?
Yeah.
It's a bobby pin.
Oh, okay.
Bobby pin.
Do you use that?
This is a hair clip.
Oh, right. Do you use that to
pick your...
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, man, it's been a long time since I saw one of those. Because my hair is quite short. Yeah, I use that to pick locks.
Really? I never had much luck using those.
No?
No. I just like mostly like a little flat, angular piece of metal.
Yeah.
Something jutted. Use the scraping method and sure. Use a secondary pick for the
just
the torque.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually normally use a deck of playing cards to open locked doors.
Ah. Well,
that only works on a certain type of locked door.
A magic trick or something like that.
Something like that.
Confused a lot.
Yeah, she just does a magic trick in front of the door, and it's so just amazed. It just opens.
Yeah. It's abracadabra.
Open sesame.
All right, door, pick a card. Any card.
Ka-ching. And it opens.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
It's very easy. If it's a door that the little bolt has an angle in it, like a little curved angle, you have to have a deck of plastic cards because the cardboard ones will rip on you. And you just kind of fiddle around with it until it pushes it in. Yeah. And you can open the door. It's very easy.
Or you could just use like a credit card or...
Not always, because the door might be like sealed tight enough that it wouldn't fit.
Can you imagine you using your credit card and it snapped, and it just left your name in there?
No, that would really suck.
What a way to incriminate yourself.
That's when you say screw it and just kick in the door.
Yeah, or you just like get
grab
a lighter
your piece
and
of
melt
credit
the
card and run like hell.
Yeah, just melt the plastic with a lighter or something.
That would really suck.
How do you explain that to? I'm officer. Well, I was just trying to. I'm blind actually, and I thought that was a cash machine. And it got stuck.
Well, see, I was
so
holding it in my hand as I was leaving, and I managed to close it in the door.
Yeah.
No, I was running, and I tripped on myself, and all of a sudden my hand fell and, like, slammed in the door, and somehow my car got stuck there.
Yeah, I've used that one before. I was running, and I tripped, and I fell on this vegetable, and...
So, doctor, that's why I need it removed.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe this, but...
Yeah. But what? You got a vegetable stuck.
The vegetable.
So what kind of vegetable was it?
One of those large cantaloupes.
That's not a vegetable.
It was a carrot, probably. I don't know. A watermelon.
A summer squash. An ear of corn. Unshucked.
Yeah, and then the god lightning hits you, and then it's popcorn.
Yeah. Out of your ass. It'd be like toffee popcorn.
You know, that reminds me of a very sad joke that I used to play on my little brother. He got braces, and he was all, like, you know, sad about it, because, like, oh, I look like a geek and all that. And I'm like, no, just you know, it's like, protection. He's like, against what? Against you being a bad boy, because if you are, God's going to strike you with lightning, and your teeth will have popcorn coming out of them. And he would hate me so much, and he'd be like, no, I hate you, and start, like, crying, and I felt bad, because, like, aw, such a mean older sister.
That's actually pretty kind compared to some of the things that, like, my younger siblings had to deal with. Oh, no.
Well, you know, it's only one of the many other things. Let's not go there.
I'm sure you've never had your head flushed down the toilet.
Aw. Did you have, like, rough older brothers and sisters on you?
No, I was the one doing it.
Aw, you're such a big meanie. I'm not coming to clean your room anymore. You don't deserve it.
No, I'm joking.
I actually did that to a girl once. I was about 16. I think she was about 8. She wouldn't leave me alone. It was in this acting troupe that I was in with the age, like, 5 to 16.
Yeah.
With the kids, and we were acting. It was like a Shakespearean troupe. And I'm not sure what she did, but she did something obnoxious, and I told her if she did it again that I was going to flush her head down the toilet. And she did it again.
And he did.
And so I picked her up by the ankles and carried her into the bathroom and just dipped her entire ponytail in the toilet and then hit the flush with my foot.
Yeah.
And it swirled
right
her
in.
Hair around.
Aww.
And then when her mom came to pick her up, she screamed and cried and was terrified, and her mom thanked me. And
thank
said that
you.
If I ever wanted to come over to her house to help discipline the children, I was more than welcome.
Wow.
That almost reminds me of last Christmas, actually. My little sister, she's 12. She had missed me for a long time since I haven't gone home for a while. And she was very annoying and always picking on me, you know, the usual little sister thing. And I told her if she didn't stop, I was going to give her a wedgie. And she's like, no, you won't. And I'm like, you do that again, and I will. Yeah. And I'll give you the biggest wedgie you've ever had. And she does it again. And I grabbed her by the bottom, like, from behind the belt, pulled her underwear, like, way up over her head. And she screamed and bit my arm. It was bleeding. She was, like, crying afterwards. I felt bad, but, hey, she was asking for it.
I'm sure you did some damage down there, man.
No, I just ripped her underwear.
She just lost her anal virginity.
Yeah, I was
underwear.
About to say, she lost her virginity right there.
That's horrible.
How could you, like, deflower your
own sister?
Shut up.
That's horrible. I'm going to kill you now.
Okay. You're
gonna
slash kill.
You're going to come here to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You better pay for it.
Okay. Let me just write that check.
Pay for me to go kill you.
Cool.
Memo. Hired hitman on myself.
Yeah. Hit women.
Hit woman.
Yeah.
I'm not content.
Come on, you got to be politically correct. Have you ever
seen I'm just not convinced she's a woman. All that hockey and donuts talk.
Have you ever seen an edible bra?
Hey, you forgot sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, even more. Sounds more like a man to me.
Yeah.
Are you using some kind of voice controller?
No, I just...
Trust me, baby. I'm far from being a man.
Yeah, I can see that webcam.
I'm just picking on.
Have you ever worn an edible bra?
No, but I've seen them before because I used to work in a sex shop.
I'm actually eating one right now.
What does it taste like?
Oh, it's just like sweets. Strawberry. Like, you know those little sweets, like they're flavored, the little rings, and it's completely made out of it with elastic string. And I've got an edible thong as well, but I don't know where it is.
Whose is it?
My girlfriend's. Yeah, she's not going to be too pleased when I've, like, eaten one.
I mean, my dog chews up my girlfriend's underwear, but...
Yeah. I've eaten one of the breasts already.
So you should have just chewed out the nipples.
Yeah. It's actually pretty hard to eat. You got to cut it in half and stuff to get the chocolate out. I mean, not the chocolate. That's sounds bad.
Wow, I'm such a noob, it's
like
funny.
I'm such a noob. How dare you assault me?
You're supposed to eat it when she's wearing it, you noob.
Oh, damn. Didn't say that in the instructions.
You're missing out.
I thought you were supposed to eat it while you're wearing it.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing it right now.
It's like survival gear.
Yeah.
So how long have you been wearing bras?
That was around 9.
Yeah, since I hit puberty.
As soon as I realized I looked fabulous in one.
Yes, darling.
Oh, behave.
Oh, darling, the frills. I like the black lace ones. They really bring my bust out.
Hey, cool, me too.
I have to put my vote in for most off-topic show ever.
I know. What did we start off with? I don't even remember. It was like...
The Omen.
Yeah. The Omen. And like something about Microsoft and then like edible bras and sex.
Bill Gates in an edible
donut.
Bra.
Oh, fuck. Hockey. Hey.
Hey. So, like, did you see him shoot the puck, eh? It wasn't a puck, it was a donut, eh?
What have
it's
you
fun.
Been smoking?
Me?
Yeah.
I swear, I'm not onto drugs.
Yeah, you're right when you said you were entertaining. I think we should have you more on the show.
Oh, thanks. I feel very loved.
Yeah.
I'm finally appreciated for something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
That's only one of my many entertainment things.
We need to get her and Planet going back and
forth. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, that would be some good stuff. You and Planet Lave.
Who's that?
He's one of our...
resident expert on all things naughty.
Yeah. You didn't hear that, did you?
I heard half of it.
Oh, he's our resident
I only had
expert
one ear.
On all things naughty.
He's our resident expert on all things naughty.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can have a few interesting conversations coming up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's currently got an ear infection because he was doing sexual things with his ears. So, yeah, he can't put a pair of headphones on at the moment. So that's why he hasn't been for the past few shows. Although tomorrow's show will be episode 50, so we would have done... what? Why are you cracking up? What is it? So you can't see her, I can see her in the
window. Yeah.
What's going on?
Did you say that he can't wear his headphones because he was doing sexual things with his ears?
Yeah.
Was somebody trying to fuck his brains out or something?
Unlikely.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Well, as I was saying, before I was really interrupted.
Really?
Tomorrow is our 50th episode. Strong Carson will be. She just knocked her cup over. Oh, I love bringing joy to girls. Dying kittens. Dying kittens.
What the hell? Dying kittens?
Yeah, I'm trying to like put serious images in your head. It just made
you
laugh.
Yeah, you took how humorous she found that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, dude. I'm going to enjoy listening back to this.
I am, like, hurting on my abs because you're making me laugh too much.
At least it's good exercise, you know. You know, you got to send me a check for this. It's a good workout.
Oh, not good enough yet.
Bloody hell. How many sexual innuendos will we have here, man? You know?
I don't know. I'm really wishing I had a button I could press that would just play that so
yeah.
I could stop singing it.
I know. Actually, one of the topics I wanted to bring up today's show was sexual libido. I've noticed... This is so bad because I can actually see it, and it's so difficult to do it. Anyway. You're just waiting for me to say something stupid and embarrass yourself, aren't you?
No. I'm trying not to burst out laughing again,
okay.
And it's very hard.
Okay, calm. Focus. Focus then. Basically, I was going to say, you know, you go through periods of absolutely not being interested in sex. I don't know if
you do.
Well,
is there such a thing?
I've noticed that in myself. I don't know if you can vouch for that, Onyx. And then and then suddenly you have bursts of like, right, I'll have fucking sex with anything that has like that even moves slightly. It's weird.
Okay.
I'm actually going through that.
I found that the only times when it actually wanes is during, like, periods of intense depression.
Yeah, maybe I was going through some depression at that time.
Fortunately, hasn't happened in a long while.
Yeah, right. What are you doing, Sapphire?
I'm looking for something in my bookshelf.
I can see your boob, but that's about it.
No, my boobie's like up here.
Well, there's something there. Where is it? Oh, right, okay. Ooh.
You're only seeing my sweater.
Okay. Damn, stop ruining it for everyone that's listening.
Well, you know, don't want to get anybody too excited, especially you.
Oh, fair enough. Ionis has gone awfully quiet now.
I don't know. I just figured I'd let you guys flirt for a while.
Thanks. I really shouldn't, because people are going to listen.
I'm still waiting
to this.
For you to email me that pic.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I can't, because she's really going to come here and kill me. Ah, now I can see them.
I don't even know who he is. Who are you?
But then why do you care? It's not like you're ever going to run into me on the street or something.
You never know.
I'm getting a hold of that pic.
Even if you hack on my computer, you're going to get a hold of it.
If I have to, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to go about it that way. I don't want to be like that.
Because you know
you
can't.
You know, you can always ask me very politely. I might give it to you. Or even better, I might give you the uncensored version, which he doesn't have.
Oh, so why is he getting special treatment?
Miss Sapphire, I would be much appreciated.
Yeah.
If you would be so kind and see in your heart to pass on one of those photographs towards me.
How about you send me one of the uncensored ones, and you send him one of the censored ones, and we'll see what we can do.
I don't know. It depends how much you pay me for it.
Oh. Damn, yeah, this girl's fast.
What's her IP address?
Oh, sending me kisses and everything. My girlfriend will not be pleased. She listens back to this episode. I am so fucking dumped.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
So you should probably tell her about our little affair that we're having.
Fuck.
And how you're, like, going to pay me to, like, go to London or wherever you are in UK and, like, clean your room, do little things for you dressed up in a maid's costume while you watch me and have fun with yourself.
Just keep on going. This is good.
Oops. Give me a second.
Okay. So, Ionix, yeah.
Yeah. How about them, Buffalo Sabres, them Sabres?
Hmm. How's the weather over there?
Cold, rainy.
Yeah.
Pretty much more of the same of that.
Hmm. It's actually been a really nice day today. I'm really upset that I spent most of the day in a comms room trying to sort out the cabling and stuff.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that stinks.
That's what you call it, eh?
Yeah. Oh. Things have gone awfully awkward, so...
All of a sudden.
Yeah.
Can't imagine that's okay. Why.
This is why we normally don't have girls on the show, because...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but other girls are boring, though. You have to have a little bit of something going on, so that's why you got me on the show.
Sure, yeah.
That's true. This has been anything but boring.
Yeah, definitely.
So, like...
Nice tongue.
Yeah, I know. That's what you said last night.
Oh, fuck.
So, PBX. Hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Asterisk.
I wonder if Strom Carlson's going to be as interesting as Sapphire's been tonight.
Yeah, probably. Maybe not as entertaining, but...
Yeah.
Maybe I can ask him if he can, you could pass a lot of sexual innuendo your way,
and
like, you
flirt
know,
with
wants
me
to
and...
jump your bones and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting the feeling that there's some sort of sexual tension between us.
A bit, you think?
Yeah, like...
Just a touch?
I mean, how far away are we, a few hundred kilometers, I suppose.
Around 17,000?
Yeah, it's just a safety
10,000
buffer.
10,000 maybe?
It's just a safety buffer, you know?
Yeah. And frankly, I don't think it's enough.
She's like,
did she pop off?
No, she's still there. She's just browsing the next flight to London.
Oh, great.
No.
And in this corner, Sapphire. And her opponent, Sapphire.
Yeah. God, that's going to be weird.
Well, at least you never have to worry about getting the name mistaken.
Exactly. She's not saying anything. Come on, say something to that.
Oh, you're going to get a Dear John letter, my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, do you guys like stuff?
Like stuff?
Yeah,
like stuff.
I like some stuff.
I like stuff as well.
Stuff is good.
So what kind of stuff do you guys like?
Well, usually when she's, like, on the bed and... Oh, what kind of stuff are you talking about?
I like
any kind of stuff you want.
Ooh, well, if she's on the bed and she's, like, on her side and the laptop is like, let's say doggy, okay? And she's doggy and the laptop is just, like, on her bum and you could like, browse as you're just, you know, going in and out.
You know, that's a sign, guys, that your girlfriend needs to know how to, like, use you properly, because if you're bored that bad that you have to have a freaking laptop over her back when you're fucking her, that's just wrong. She's doing something wrong.
It's just because, like, if I'm compiling my kernel and I want to have sex, you can do the two things together, and it's just, like, double pleasure when it's compiled
it's
correctly.
It's multitasking.
Exactly.
No, what you need is for her to throw you on your back, and you can't even, like, realize what she's doing, and you're already, like, okay.
Yeah.
You poor geeks. You know, I feel sorry for you guys. You need to find, like, someone who's, like, a girl and, like,
a girl.
Geek girl that understands that, you know.
Well, it would help that she's a girl. It's not always necessary. human, preferably.
So you guys don't need to worry about your prawn collection being found. She'll be like, hey, cool, want to see mine?
Yeah. Well, actually, we share pornography. Me and my girlfriend, we have quite a kinky sex life, actually. I'm sure
awesome.
Ionix has seen the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've got most of the equipment here in the studio. So if you want to see after on webcam, I'll show you some of the stuff that she employs.
Sure.
Yeah. Maybe we can, you know, exchange some ideas, maybe, you know.
So does your girlfriend like girls?
Sorry? Does my girlfriend like girls?
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say on air, but...
Oh, that's a definite.
Yeah. I'm so getting my balls busted after this.
Oh, yeah, man. And if you think I'm ever going to let you live this down...
Yeah. Oh, you bastard. Like next
the
time,
fuzzy cuff philanderer.
Yeah, next time she comes on IRC, you'll be like, hey, listen to episode 49.
Listen real carefully.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'll be like, well, you know why I thought it was you that was doing that video project?
What are all these pictures you just sent me? I just saw, like, Vin Diesel's armpit, which wasn't fucking...
No,
armpit.
I sent you the link to my FTP file, and in my FTP file there are 3 prawn videos that you might want to add to your collection.
Oh, they are? Okay. Cool.
And don't look at all the pictures.
Oh, wow! Fuck. VampireFreaks.com. What the fuck? Ooh, a motherboard, nice. I'm going to take that for myself. See, I'm more interested in the motherboard than I am in, like, some woman's, like, naked. Which is kind of weird in a way, isn't it? I see that you've got a girl picture as well there. Doom-de-doom-doom-doom.
Don't look at all of them. Please.
Don't look at all of them. Angelina Jolie. Nice.
Well, those are okay, just not all the other ones.
What's all the other ones?
Well, by telling him not to, you know he's going to.
Yeah, exactly. What's Sapphire and Joe Bath dot MVMVWMV?
No.
Is that you and your friend?
No, it's not me. I wish, but no. Those are videos that I'm letting you have for my private collection, but they're not from me. They're Sapphic Erotica.
Oh, right, okay. Can I load that up right now?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
We're exchanging prawn, guys. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Welcome to the world of geeks.
Yeah. Ooh. Hello.
Hi.
Wow. Do you mind, I'll just gotta go for like a few seconds and do something? Hello? I'm just gonna mute my mic for like a minute. It'll only take me a minute. Okay, I'll be back. Like, really.
What
quick.
Did you find?
Two girls lezzing out next to a bar. There goes the shower. I'll just stop that real quick before it goes too far. What? Shaking her head. Everything's just gone quiet again. Why?
What would you have me say?
I don't know.
He probably wants that link too. Yeah.
Probably.
I have my own, thank you.
Yeah. Actually, some of Ionix's porn was just fucking weird, man. That whole incest thing was just like, I was watching it, and at first I didn't get it, and then I was like, oh, right. That's pretty fucking dirty, man.
Well, weren't you the one that was complaining that it was too softcore?
Yeah, I did say it was too softcore. And then you came up with, like, I don't know, what did you do? Like, some weird, like, fucking brutal... action machine porn.
There was the head insertion.
Yeah, that was the man inserts head into vagina video.
Oh, that's nasty.
.avi. Goatsy.avi.
Well, that's what you get for fucking around with my taste in porn.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm not the most hardcore guy out there, alright?
Well, I mean, I guess you've got. I guess
I like it like my donuts, soft and sweet.
Yeah.
Did you call that a donut?
No, I said I like my sex like my donuts, soft.
Oh,
and sweet.
Okay. I thought you referred to, like, you know, stuff like that as a donut, not the comparison.
I didn't, but I'm going to from now on.
Do you know our ratings have hit really high now?
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
They've tripled since the beginning of the show?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. I have to mute myself for a minute.
It's alright. So you don't pee yourself. Light him on air. Girl, peeing
awesome.
Action. Watch her dribble.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, she's like, I can still see you. Oh, man. How can we get back on track after this?
Back on track?
I think it's going to be
We are so far off track, but it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
There's no back contract.
And
how could there be?
Oh, man.
So, in other news...
In other news...
Recently, the TCP/IP stack is in the IP version 6 has been changed to... Yeah, right.
Yeah, whatever, man. Show us some more porn. She's typing something to me. Oh! Ooh, I got a quick blue flash. No, I didn't. I see. Yeah.
Damn it, I gotta find that piece of paper where...
Where what?
Oh, the piece of paper that I had your... my... password to your laptop login.
Yeah.
Lamb Dijon and cream sauce. No, that's not it.
What the fuck?
I lose everything.
Ah, well. I could just tell you.
You could just tell me? Live on the air?
The password? Well, my root password. Yeah, my root password.
Either
is
way.
For everyone that's listening. You'll never guess, because it's like, password. It's just the most complex password, because everybody thinks I'm just like so elite, I'm going to have the most complex password, that they always forget to check password.
It's actually a blank password field.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why, what are you trying to do?
Nothing.
You're doing an MBAP scam, aren't you, again?
No, no.
Okay.
No, I'm not. No.
Okay.
You'd be able to tell anyway.
Yeah. Do you think she likes me?
Yeah, you think?
Oh, fuck, she can still hear us.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I just muted my mic. And yeah, that's totally not me that you found in that folder there.
I swear it looks like
someone that looks a lot like me, but it's not.
Okay.
Wink, wink.
What I'll do is I'll just pretend that it's you. Is that alright?
Mm, sure.
Cool.
You can pretend.
You've got quite a lot of circuit pictures here, which is quite good.
Yeah, I use them a lot in Photoshop, actually, to make cool backgrounds.
Wait a second, that picture, cleavage1.jpg, that's you. That's got to be you, because I know what you look like.
I know, you can see me right now.
Yeah. No, I mean... And
yeah, that's my bikini top.
It's very nice.
I was trying to to act sexy and stuff, but I think I failed.
What's the best way to get a girl's confidence down?
To bolster the confidence or to ruin it?
Just like ruin her confidence.
Well, if you're in person,
yeah.
My favorite is every time you, like, come near her, start, like, sniffing the air kind of, like, with a funny look on your face.
Yeah, yeah.
And after she starts to take notice it, like, in a little while after that, you know, ask her, do you smell something
fishy?
Funny? Like, it's not, like, bad, it's just weird.
Yeah.
And just do it, like, every time you see her.
Yeah.
You know, just look really confused about it, too. And then, like, maybe after she starts, like, you know, confused about it.
Yeah.
Well, no, just, like, a little weirded out about it. Then you should be like, no, you know, I just want to tell you this in confidence. I think you smell kind of funny.
Oh, man, those are some big things.
Are you using, a weird shampoo or something? It's not, like, bad or anything. It's just, it's kind of thickly sweet. It's just weird. She'll be paranoid, like, all kinds of crazy hell.
Yeah. What's the worst thing a boyfriend's done to you or a guy, Sapphire?
Me?
Yeah. Well.
In what sense?
In the sense that they've made you cry or something like that.
Actually, oddly enough, there's this one time where I wanted to really surprise him and please him, and I was going to blindfold him and tie him up, and he freaked right out and said, no, I don't want that. And I was like, ugh. It like kind of broke my heart right there, and I was just like, I felt so crushed because I was there trying to do something good, and it didn't work out, so I had to go out of the room and breathe for a minute because I was like gonna cry if I didn't. So
yeah, that's pretty tough. I mean, I know that I've done stuff like that before, but I'm okay with that kind of stuff as regards to like sex and stuff. I don't mind that. I think that's pretty cool. The stuff that I've had done to me is just ridiculous, and Onyx got the pictures.
Say what?
You say that this is like a fucking 6-inch dildo and a fucking bottle of what was it?
Oh boy, there were like handcuffs, ankle cuffs, waterproof vibrator. There was a riding crop.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what else. It was an interesting selection. There was like cocoa butter.
Yeah.
I remember the cocoa butter quite distinctly.
Cocoa butter?
Yeah.
Where does cocoa butter fit in?
From sensual massages.
A lubricant, a massage lotion.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a lot more fun when you have, like a massage oil that smells very, very nice, like vanilla or something like that.
Have you ever tried Toffee Lick?
What did you call it?
Toffee Lick. It's like this a syrup that's edible, and you rub it on the woman or the guy, and you basically lick it off their body, but it's just, like, tastes so fucking nice. I've got a bottle, actually, next to me.
So it's kind of like an edible body massage stuff, or just...
It's not a body massage. It's like one of those syrups. Like, it's very sweet. Tastes a lot like toffee. Well, it's meant to be toffee. There's, like, chocolate and vanilla. You can get different flavors. And basically, you just dribble it on the person, and you lick it off.
No, I've never tried any of that. I kind of don't really go for the sticky, like, sweet stuff.
Yeah.
Because I don't like sticking to my bed sheets.
Sure.
But something like honey dust, though. That stuff is nice.
You basically lick it off, and it doesn't stick anymore. But it depends where you put it, and it makes other sexual tasks much more appealing, like going down on a girl. Because there's an actual flavor now, you know, instead of like, I don't know, there isn't really a flavor, it's just like, it's weird. I don't know, what do you think, Ionix?
I personally steer away from flavored oils.
Yeah. Well, it's not an oil, it's like a syrup.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm for that. I've never had a problem with whipped cream, though.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, except
whipped
for one
cream.
That was this low-fat whipped cream that just really tasted awful.
Whipped cream on genitals just doesn't work. I tried it once, and it was disgusting. It was like, oh, man, I nearly threw up, and the girl was really upset, and I was like, hey, can we not do this thing anymore? I'll just do it, like, fucking, like, dry with just, like, whatever. It was horrible, man. It was the worst thing I ever tasted on a minge.
Lyle, why haven't you upgraded to Service Pack 2?
Yeah. What do you mean, my machine?
Yeah.
Oh, you bitch. Why haven't I upgraded? Because I'm using a very, very old version of XP.
I gotta say, you've opened yourself up quite a bit since the last time I did this.
I sure have. How about I just close everything down right now?
Oh, come on. You close down your FTP, your BGMP, a little LDAP.
Yeah.
Your Net Windows meeting.
My,
aww.
Why did you guys change the subject again?
Bored.
Why did we change the subject again?
It was interesting. We were talking about, like, sex.
I don't know. Go ahead. We'll start. We'll keep talking about whipped cream.
No,
I've always liked it. I don't know.
Because he's fucking...
It's never been a terrible thing for me.
I'm just going to shout out your IP address live on air because you're doing this to me.
Dude, it's not my IP address, man.
Oh. You're going through a process.
You guys are funny. It's fun.
Try that now, bitch.
Getting rude on my box.
Yeah. Trying to get
son of a bitch. Port scan me.
Yeah. Ah, oh, for fuck's sake, you made my send messenger disconnect.
What's that?
I said, oh no, it wasn't you. It wasn't you. It's right, it's just me, because I restarted my router.
Yeah, he can't see me anymore. Oh.
I will do it.
I was just about to get naked, but...
Ah, fuck. I always miss those occasions.
Oh, poor guy.
Don't worry, I'm signing back in.
Well, what if I'm not signed in anymore, because I got too discouraged?
I don't know, then I'd have to cry.
You see, guys, internet doesn't work. You have to be there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, internet relationships,
work.
They don't work.
No, it's
because
true. It's very true.
You can't do anything. You can't, like, be there and
exactly.
actually give Touch affection
someone.
To your loved one.
I know.
Yeah.
And you can't see them when they're getting undressed because they can just, like, click and, you know, turn their webcam away. In RL, they don't do that because there is no webcam, you see?
What is this RL thing you speak of?
Oh, there's such a thing. Yeah, I forgot. You know, sometimes I get too caught up with my imagination, you know.
Yeah, but in RL, I'm a butcher.
You're a butcher?
Yeah.
For real. He cuts meat up.
Mmm, meat. Yum.
I did see you did take one piece of clothing off, so...
Oh, I do have a question, now that we're talking about meat.
Yeah.
I want you both to answer
God.
Me.
All right, okay.
Listen. Yeah. I want you both to answer me to the question.
Okay.
How do you like your meat? Like, what kind of meat? How do you like it? What's your favorite way to eat meat?
Ooh, it's going to be lots of it and quite rare. Like, barbecued.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This
what about
is what
you?
You do. You take a whole tenderloin, right? And you shear off the end cap and find the nerve that runs down it. And you peel away the entire side cap. Then you butcher off the side piece, leaving only what's called the chateaubriand, which is also known as a tenderloin medallion, and is the finest portion of filet mignon that you can get. You take that little bit there, cut it into about inch-thick steaks, and make some bacon. After you've made the bacon, only cook it about halfway, and take it out of the pan and let it rest on a paper towel. Heat up the bacon fat until it sizzles, and then sear quickly each side of the steak, and put that then on a plate. What you're going to do then is take the half-cooked bacon, wrap the tenderloin medallion with the bacon, and stick a little toothpick in it to keep it. Then grill it for about 45 to 60 seconds per side, and serve it like that.
Okay.
Now, the reason why I asked you this is because the way you describe how you like your meat is exactly how you describe how you like sex.
Right.
So you said that you like lots of it and you like it rare.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would kind of be interpreted in you like it rough.
Yeah.
As for you,
you
like
to
take
complex.
Care. You like to take good care of your girl, and you like to do lots of like you know little things just to make everything all perfect.
You and like to cut her up, and
you like to be
her.
Creative.
I like to
in
sear
bed.
Her in bacon fat.
You
really nailed me there.
Yeah.
You like to be creative in bed. You like to try different things and try different positions and things like that. So, am I any way off?
What's that? For me, I guess I like lots of it. Yeah, that's true. I do like it rough, as you described. In different various ways, at about 250 Fahrenheit for about 2 hours. Oh, sorry, we're talking about sex here, yeah.
And what about you? Am I any way off?
I mean, that's not a bad description. I guess, attentive, yeah. That's definitely like a trait that I seem to have. I like it done right. none of the sloppy, just throw it together.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, definitely. See, I knew that question was going to be related to sex, because every time somebody asked me something weird, like, how do you like your meat? Describe what you'd be like if you were in a small box or something stupid like that. yeah.
Yeah, but meat is pretty much the closest thing, though. It seems to be the one that is more right, you know, it feels better. As a description, when you kind of make a comparison.
Sure. Actually, we're going good for time. We've been going for nearly 2 hours now, which is quite good. I'm guessing Ionix is doing something to my computer. So
no.
You are.
I am not.
He's trying to root my VNC connection, aren't you?
Prove it.
I will. I've got the logs. yeah. So, I think we can end it right here. So, we can have a decent-sized episode for people to download, or not. I think I might be editing a few things. I'm joking.
Are you still scared that your girlfriend's going to find out a few things that you said?
Maybe. So yeah, let's end it here and stick around. I've got a few things to show you after the show.
Yo, I bet you do.
Yeah. Okay. Good night. Take care.
Good night.
And I'll be ending on some dance music.
All right. We'll be right back.